Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, I want to dance with somebody.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
This is the moment we've all been waiting for.
Andy Dirt Johnson.
Step up, son.
You're 2 pounds heavier than when you came to camp, but we can fix that. All we have to do is decrease his food intake and increase his metabolic output. All right, step on the scale, son. Muscle weighs more than fat.
And Brendan Sprague.
7-minute abs, and we guarantee just as good a workout as the 8-minute, folk. If you're not happy with the first 7 minutes, we're going to send you the extra minute free. See, that's it. That's our motto.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Maybe at the end of the show, we'll both take our clothes off, you Armani, and me mine, and we'll just give it to the audience. What do you think?
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app. I forgot about that one.
Got to pay respect to the GOAT, Richard Simmons.
Heavyweights is such a classic, man.
Oh, if I ever had a situation where I got to talk with Ben Stiller.
That's all I would want to ask him about.
And I know, and I think it would throw him off, and you know, obviously you'd pub his new projects, but I would truly spend at least 20 to 15 minutes just talking about the movie Heavyweights. With Ben Stiller, because it's an underrated flick that he did, and it was early in his career, too.
Yes, it was. On the line is the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Ken Barkley. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the You Better You Bet podcast for more of Ken Barkley's analysis. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcast. At Lockie Lockerson on Twitter, is Groundhog Day a top 5 Bill Murray movie of all time?
I think it's like a top 1
whoa!
Bill Murray movie what? Of all time.
Whoa.
I mean, I just
what?
What's like your top 3 right now? Give me like a top 3.
I mean, both Ghostbuster movies are better than Groundhog's Day.
I mean, I still got to put Caddyshack.
Stripes is better than Groundhog's Day.
I mean, Caddyshack can definitely be better than Groundhog Day. I think that's okay. Yeah. Stripes can definitely be better than Groundhog Day. Like, reasonable people can have that argument. I don't know if I'm like locking in both Ghostbusters for sure is better. Like, really?
Lost?
Like, Ghostbusters 2 is on, there are 2 channels on your television. Yeah. All the other channels are shut off. So this is like what Netflix is trying to do, basically. So you have 2 channels.
Yeah.
One is showing Ghostbusters 2. One is showing Groundhog Day. You're definitely going on channel A? Really?
So, I mean, okay, so my options would be Bill
Murray.
Who was
the guy in the painting? What was his name? Igor?
Igor.
Igor.
My 2 options here, Ken, are I either get Bill Murray reliving the same day over and trying to dupe a woman into loving him, which eventually after like 10 minutes becomes old, but they keep doing it for another 30 minutes.
Oh, you're so disparaging.
Or
such a condescending commentary.
Or I get...
It's like Citizen Kane, and it's like, yeah, this stupid sled, and the guy's just like yearning for it. Who
or
does that? It's like, or it's the best movie of all time.
Or I get super horny, panting Sigourney Weaver or State Puffed Marshmallow Man. Like,
this
I think I know where I'm going with my options.
Basically, you're a 10-year-old. Basically, you're like a 10-year-old. That's what you're saying.
That's when I saw these movies.
I could get, like, some really remarkable insight into the human experience, or I could look at hot Sigourney Weaver and a marshmallow.
The human experience. You're a deep thinker with some of these movies.
Ken Barkley's deep,
yeah,
man.
I'm a grown-up. It's called being a grown-up. Yeah.
Can we go deep with Ken now? What? Let me ask you this.
Can we go deep?
I think that's a new name of the segment. I think we got a new title.
Going deep.
Let's go deep with gambling. So I want to hold some of our Super Bowl stuff for next week, because this is a, like, weird, awkward week where it's everybody wants to talk about the Super Bowl, but you don't want to talk about the Super Bowl because you don't want to fire your load off too early, and we got to hold it for next week. What is the sport that Ken Barkley enjoys gambling on the most? And I don't know if it's the NFL or not. So if it isn't, you can go that number one. But if it is the NFL, then what's number two?
I mean, am I allowed to include, like, everything?
Everything.
Season-long stuff, too?
Everything. Like
any market.
Anything you want, Ken Barkley. Yeah.
I love awards. I love all award markets.
Really?
Because they're really dumb. They're just, like, really dumb. It's trying to handicap really subjective human behavior. Like, what is this group of, I was going to call them names, what is this group of voters going to do when handed, like, all of this information? Like, what are they going to do? So I'll give you an example of one that's going on right now that's, like, really interesting. So the Sixth Man of the Year award in the NBA is, like, a particularly stupid award, because if you're, like, really good, then you don't come off the bench anymore, and then you can't win. So it's like you have to be good enough that you can win, but you can't be good enough that you're, like, actually good, that you, like, break the starting lineup. So it's like, in that way, it's kind of a silly award.
Right.
But Russell Westbrook is the favorite for this award. He's been the favorite basically since, like, week three of the season, when they the Lakers moved him to that role, right? And what your task is when you handicap this is you have to figure out, like, okay, so in the history of the award, it never goes to a player on a bad team, and the Lakers are awful. And it basically, like, always goes to someone who's, like, definitely, like, meaningfully contributing to team success. So, like, would be, like, a good way to put it, which Westbrook is also not doing. He's, like, usually a negative on-court player. This year, less so, but, like, he didn't play in the final 5 minutes of the game in an overtime against the Celtics on Saturday. He was on the bench for that part of the game, which kind of tells you everything you need to know. So, like, what you have to figure out is, are voters going to be like, well, yeah, sure, but, like, he's Russell Westbrook, so, like, let's vote him anyway, because he's, like, this big name, and it's like, you know, who else am I going to vote for? Or are they going to kind of do what they always do, which is vote for somebody on a really good team? Like, that's your exercise. None of that has to do with, like, well, I'm betting this point spread because I think this guy is going to – it's like you're trying to literally handicap humans and, like, what they're going to do, and, like, are they going to be dumb? Like, are they – like, when Westbrook won MVP – like, they're a terrible team. Like, actively stole rebounds from his teammates to inflate his statistics. Like, but you have to figure out, like, I don't know, I think they're gonna get tricked. I think they're gonna get tricked by this. I mean, honestly, Aaron Judge winning AL MVP, anybody winning MVP over Ohtani is, like, kind of the same thing. Like, oh, hits a lot of home runs. I gotta vote for him. But, like, you could figure that out. You could figure out that people were going to get tricked by that,
right?
And, like, vote for that player when Ohtani's, like, a better player. So it's not that, like, it's not sour grapes. Like, I think Judge, I always thought Judge was going to win because I thought voters were going to vote for him. So it's, like, different in that way than, like, trying to figure out who's going to win a game.
Interesting.
Can I go back to the movie thing? Because you did say something. Despite our differences on Bill Murray movies.
By the way, listeners have corrected. It's Vigo.
Vigo.
Okay. I think is the guy in the painting. Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Despite it, I mean, we both agree we like Bill Murray. Like, that's a commonality. We can
absolutely
share that passion.
Oh, of course.
In modern times, you got to find common ground.
We do. And the common ground is there.
You
said, though, like, the meaning of the movie. And I'm always interested because we do like talking about non-sports things with you, because your day is probably just filled with not only You Better You Bet stuff, but then getting off the air and texting and, hey, Ken, what do you think? Hey, Ken, should I lay a bet? Like, if that's your day, let's break you away from sports here, especially this week. What do you mean when you say you watch Groundhog's Day for the deeper meaning? What is the deeper meaning when you watch the movie Groundhog's Day for you?
Oh, man, that's, like, a really, really good question. I think it, like, forces all of us to confront the idea of, like, living with no regrets. And, like, if we could go back and do something over again, what would we do? So, like, in the movie, he does, like, hilarious things over and over. He tries to kill himself a bunch of times. And I know that doesn't sound funny, but it is. And then, you know, he, like, goes to the bowling alley, picks up the guys, and they drive on the train tracks with the ground. He steals the groundhog. He, like, does all this stuff. But, like, all of that, even though all of it's very funny, and, like, you're kind of, like, just, like, laughing the whole time, just, like, points to the idea of, like, living with no regrets. Like, what if you did that in your everyday life? Not steal a groundhog and drive on the train tracks, but, like, what if you, like, when you thought about it, what if you, like, went for it, basically, in some kind of, like, macro sense? Like, whether that's romantically, whether that's, like, at your job, whether that's leaving your job to do something else that you really want to do, which I know a lot of people think about all the time. You know, just, like, what if you, like, went for it and then, like, lived life without regrets? What would happen in that situation? And he's basically, he gets to do that because he has a safety net, because he knows he's just going to wake up the next day. It's going to be the same day. So, like, I can go for it. I can take extreme risks because, like, I have that safety net. Obviously, we don't have that safety net. So, like, what would you do with no safety net?
You know what they call that? Going deep with Ken.
Well, I mean, I think Ken's making so a good, that's yeah. a, it's
not
a good
for
10-year-olds.
Point. Definitely not for 10-year-olds. Yeah, so. No marshmallows. No marshmallows or, yeah, like nothing, no, you know, it's just, oh, like an attractive woman and a marshmallow. Well, I mean, I just, you know.
Miss Sigourney Weaver
could,
is hot.
How could I watch anything else?
Well, I think.
And she also happens to be a really good actress.
But yes, like, she's great. She's a great actress.
And it's got Rick Moranis, like Canadian's favorite son. Like, I think you're bringing up a good point, though, of finding the deeper meaning, like, people would laugh at this, but that's I kind of take deep meanings away from the movies John Wick. You know what I mean? Like, we can watch kind of anything and have deep meanings to movies.
Sure.
Like,
what's your meaning? What's your deep meaning for John Wick?
What's the deep meaning of John Wick?
Loneliness and companionship.
Don't kill a guy's dog.
That's the plot, but.
Right, you basically just describe like what happens in the movie. It's like, oh, like what do you take away from John Wick? Like shooting people and walking and
sure,
you know.
Yeah, like violence, on the surface level, the dog is killed and now there's vengeance. But like, it's companionship and it's wanting of love and partnership and
loneliness, living life in isolation,
In isolation, but having somebody there to still support you and. You know, you cherish that person and fighting for relationships that matter. Like,
I feel like I'm back in an AP English class. What did the book really mean?
I feel like that, doesn't it? Yeah, good. We're gonna read Jane Eyre. Right?
Let's read between the lines. Okay?
What is your favorite movie of all time?
Ooh,
People have asked me this before. I was at a terrible. I always like don't have an answer, which is kind of a terrible answer.
That's a tough question, though.
I like, you know, I'll give you. Can I give you like a director? Like, so it's like this guy's David Fincher movies. Are like my favorite movies in general. So, Social Network, Seven, the Game with Michael Douglas, which is like an incredibly underrated movie.
These are all good movies.
This is like the David Fincher catalog.
Gone Girl, didn't he do Gone Girl? That was an okay movie. That was pretty good.
Yeah, Gone Girl was
like, I mean, like, we're not going to have 100% hit rate. Just like people who like Tarantino.
Sure.
I mean, they'll tell you they like all the movies, but like, there's no way they like all the movies. So like, you know, that I'd say like that. There's a filmmaker that I really like. I always, growing up, A Few Good Men was like always the movie that I would watch when it was on TV all the time. Mm. I could definitely quote like the entire movie. It's a Sorkin stuff, which is funny because that's Social Network too, which one of the reasons that's one of my favorite movies because it's Fincher and Sorkin together, which is just like incredible. But Sorkin's like West Wing, A Few Good Men, American President. Mm-hmm. The Newsroom's an absolutely atrocious television show, but he's almost like a parody of him. But he's like a parody of himself at that point.
It's like
all the writing and all the pace. Like, it's the pace is the same, but the content is so far fetched. Like, there's people have retweeted scenes from this show before, and it's just like, none of this would ever happen in real life. And the point of the show is to be realistic.
Yeah.
And like, how it's like, when that's your goal, like, this isn't Ghostbusters, right? You can't like say something like, in Ghostbusters, yes, we suspend disbelief because, you know, there are ghosts. So you would suspend disbelief. But with the Newsroom, it's kind of supposed to be like loosely based on reality, and it's completely ridiculous.
I like Sorkin, but. The thing about Sorkin is how well he writes, but how incredibly unrealistic the dialogue is. Like, the Social Network.
No one talks like that.
Nobody talks like that.
I try to talk like that. Like, I talk really fast. I tend to be pretty witty when I talk. Like, no one can achieve a Sorkin level of writing and how they talk in real life. But let's say, like, a 10 is, like, you actually talk like they do in the cross-examination of A Few Good Men, which no one would ever talk like. I think I'm like a 7. I think I can get there sometimes with maybe like peaks that get to the 8-9 range. But the problem is, even when you do that, you don't have like a companion to do it with. I mean, it's John Wick, right? Companionship. You don't have somebody to like, no one's along for the ride with you.
Yes.
I'm talking like that and everyone just looks at me and I just go back to my room and shut the door basically at that point.
You making any Oscar plays this weekend? You in the Oscar market?
That's such a good question. I wish. Have you guys seen any of these movies?
I've seen a couple of them. I wanted to watch the Banshee one with Colin Farrell. I think it's on.
Yeah, I heard that one was good. That one's going to win a bunch of stuff, right? Like the Banshees of Inisherin.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, I wanted to watch that. It's on one of the streaming platforms.
Is All Quiet on the Western Front up for anything? Because I saw that on Netflix.
Yeah, a lot.
That was pretty good.
Like everything, I think. Yeah,
that was
honestly
a good movie.
Okay. And there's an actress who got nominated for best. This is like the story of the Oscars, I guess. This actress got nominated for for Best Actress, obviously. But it was like out of nowhere. Like no one ever thought she would be nominated. And then it was like all of the actual like actresses and actors in the movies like pushed her to get nominated. Like it was like this grassroots movement. I was just reading the story the other day. I wish I could remember her name. But like that's the only award I've heard anything about because it was just like very surprising that she ended up getting nominated.
Is it the gal that played Marilyn Monroe?
No, but I think I've also read about that.
But anyway,
I am the worst person to ask about Oscar stuff. I don't watch like fancy pants movies and stuff. When we just talked about my favorite movies, I didn't say, you know, like Chocolat or something. This is like one of my favorite movies. So.
The Oscars is too
easy. Yeah, the Oscars is disconnected though from the reality of movie watching for most people in America. It's like and best right, score. For movie you've never seen, and it's like, cool, I'm happy for these people. I've never seen this. What's your favorite TV show, then?
Ooh.
That's a good – what, like ever or just right now?
No, right now. Right now.
Well, I'll tell you what I just watched that was awesome. I love how this conversation is just, like, things about my day.
Yeah,
like,
what's Ken
doing,
man? What
kind of sandwich you going to have in, like, an hour? What you got?
We like you, Ken. We want to know you.
The listeners are demanding more movie opinions from Ken.
Yeah.
Dude is legit. Text it in.
I bet they are. I just watched – Breakpoint, which is the Netflix docuseries about tennis.
Okay.
And it's the guys who did Formula One Drive to Survive, which is like a really popular show that's also very good. That producer team is starting to do all the other sports.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like that formula, and I can't recommend Drive to Survive enough. It's awesome. It's like the best documentary series going about sports. So this is Breakpoint is their take on tennis. So it's the Australian Open and French Open last year. They follow like Nick Kyrgios and Taylor Fritz and Felix Auger-Aliassime, who are like all these really good tennis players, and like follow them through the tournaments. And the level of access is just unbelievable. And they're going to release more parts of it. They're also doing if you've seen the promo for the golf series that's coming out, that's that same team. So this is like Breakpoint is their tennis version of that. So I would say that's the thing I've watched that I've liked the most recently.
Okay. I saw Good Will Hunting and I watched Robin Williams as a therapist. And so my therapy takeaway is you just kind of poo-pooed. Listeners really are like liking your movie takes.
Yeah.
And you sounded like you were taking that as sarcasm.
People
genuinely like your movie takes.
We should do it. Well, we're already going deep. We'll do like every week. We'll try to do a
go deep.
Like, I mean, it can't just be any movie take, but we could, I mean, you know, we could try to figure something out, I guess.
Somebody texted in Spray getting his anti-Groundhog's Day take dominated has made my morning.
Well, I don't know how, like, you did the classic thing of, let me take the plot of the movie, but explain it in a way that makes it sound like the stupidest thing in the entire world.
Yes,
like,
I did.
Like
I did do that.
Like the Godfather. Yes. It's like, yeah, there's this, like, guy, and he does a
family
favor for some dude. Yeah, there's, like, some people are getting married or something.
There's a brother there. I don't know.
Don't we do that? Don't we do that to opinions we don't like? We just, like, poo-poo them in a way?
But you framed it. Like, yes, that is what the movie is about. It's like, yeah, it's the guy, and he's, like, he's going through the same day over and over. It's, like, really stupid. Like, well, okay, there's kind of a lot of other things that are also going on while that's happening.
Well, this is why my mom hated me when I was growing up. Now you're kind of getting a backstory.
Now we're doing the psychological stuff. Now we're really going deep.
We're going deep with Sprague. We already went deep with Ken. Now we're going deep with Sprague. Hey, you got any gambling picks you like this weekend?
Yeah, there's a few things going on right now that I think are pretty awesome. I'll give you something really random.
Yeah,
I'll give you a couple things that are really random. The ACC is the worst basketball conference like I've ever seen, basically. I mean, it's just hideous. But I think there are a couple teams that really long shot prices but still have a chance to win the conference. So Virginia is winning the conference right now. Like, I mean, nobody really cares about the specifics. Duke plays North Carolina this weekend. Duke will be like a 5-point favorite. It's the first meeting between the teams. Mm-hmm. I still think there's a version of Duke that's awesome, and I think I'm right. And you can find them like 40-1 to win the ACC. They play Virginia later this year. They need to outperform Virginia. If they beat them, they need to outperform them by one game and all the other games combined to tie them at the end of the season. And they're like 40-1, basically. So they're not the favorite. They shouldn't be. They shouldn't even be. They should probably be like 10-1. So it's not going to happen a lot, but it's a big price on a team that's usually really awesome.
Okay, there you go. Insider, he is the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Ken Barkley. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Going deep with Ken. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app, at Lockie Lockerson on Twitter. Look forward to chatting Super Bowl with you next week. Thanks as always, man.
Sounds good. Let's go deep. Let's do it.
Let's go deep. Go deep with Ken on a weekly basis. It's the new name of the segment, and that was a lot of fun.
I hope he gets off the phone and goes, what the hell did I just talk about for 15 minutes?
Well, I think your point is valid. These guys do these hits, you know, pretty regularly.
Yeah.
He probably enjoys getting a non...
What are we talking about here?
So, like, what do you think? Oregon and Arizona tonight at 7:30. Arizona's favored by 4.5. Who's hitting the over?
I'm going to give you a hot take.
Okay.
And I've asked a question, so I'm including myself here.
Because we went really long there.
Nobody cares about your gambling point on college sports. We legally cannot gamble on the sports, so what does it matter?
This is valid. This is a valid argument. You got to drive up to a casino if you want to go make that thing happen.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a couple of NFL notes I would like to get to. Also, a bad sign for a sport. All of that is still to come. We're back after this on the...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mistakes I've made. All right, welcome back in, 8:22. Pete the Jailbird enjoyed that segment. Glad you did. Sprague's not back. He went to take a tinkle, and he's not back yet. Little John Daly is fitting for the Pebble Beach, teeing off tomorrow.
Today, I don't think tomorrow. He's What's in today? The field. Thursday? Today,
8:30. I know he's not playing, yeah.
It'll be Preferred Lies on one of the courses because there's rain coming tomorrow, and because they play three different courses, the conditions have to be they have to play under the same rules on sure. each course the whole time. So
you see, they're changing one of the holes because Jordan Spieth nearly died last year.
Yeah, they moved
the cliff.
Remember that shot?
Remember that shot?
Yeah, they moved the hazard line. Which way did they move
what
it?
What is the point of turning your mic off?
Well, I had a cough.
I know. But mine's still on, so you hear it.
Hey, I don't know what you want from me here, all right? I feel like I'm getting sick. I feel okay, but I got that, like...
Oh, no. Scratchy throat thing?
Yeah, I think they
moved the hazard line closer to the cliff, but they grew the rough deeper so the ball wouldn't roll. So basically... Yeah, they're trying to keep
if you haven't seen that, go well. It's insane. Jordan Spieth is standing on the edge of like a 100-foot cliff. He hit an incredible shot.
Jordan Spieth,
but he almost died.
Last year, hit the greatest golf shot, and I've seen some amazing Tiger golf shots.
He's got a few of them. His shot at the Ryder Cup a couple years back, too, on the side of the hill.
Was that the tall grass? The one you're talking about?
It was where he literally had to hit it like 10 feet straight up in the air.
And it had super long. That's the shot I'm talking about. That's the greatest golf shot I've ever seen in my entire existence.
And him falling down the hill, running almost into the water, essentially.
And he put it within like 3 feet of the pin. I don't even know how he found the golf ball, let alone hit the golf ball. And he hit it straight up
on
and rolled it within like 3 feet.
Look at that. Golf talk, baby. Golf talk. Let's make fun of Jerry Jones. That seems like a fun thing to do, doesn't it? We always enjoy making fun of Jerry Jones together.
Yeah.
Well, he was at the Senior Bowl yesterday, and he was asked about, hey, how come your Cowboys can't get back to the championship, Jerry? And he was answering the question, and he made a statement about the Philadelphia Eagles that has made a lot of folks do a double take, like, wait, what? Do you know how this works? So he had a quote basically saying, anybody who thinks I won't take a chance, has that an okay accent? Not bad.
It's not bad.
Has misread the tea leaves, but I do think longer term, and I'm real hesitant to bet it all for a year. There's a lot of things that can happen for that year. In essence, we're seeing a couple of teams, the Eagles and the Rams, that have had some real success putting it all out there and paying for it later. Now he goes on and on. You know, this is paying. You know, looking at I'll put those numbers into the computer. We'll see what comes out. He actually said that in the same quote as well. Now the Rams did go all in, and they are paying for it because they traded essentially every draft pick that they had for Jalen Ramsey and Stafford.
Picks.
Like
yeah.
That was their whole philosophy, and they are now paying for it. We'll see how long it takes for them to get out. People immediately pointed out about he put the Philadelphia Eagles in here. He said they emptied the bucket. They have an extra first-round pick this year. Yeah. Their cap space is at the average mark of the NFL, and they are the ninth youngest team in the NFL.
Yes. And 64% of the rosters in the Super Bowl are from draft.
From drafting. It wasn't like they traded every draft. They traded a pick to go get A.J. Brown, and they gave him an extension. So that technically happened. They still have another first-round pick this year that I believe now is turned into the 10th overall pick in the draft because of a trade with New Orleans. And people then wonder, does Jerry Jones know what the hell he's talking about?
I noted this after the Niner game. I feel like he is getting pretty close to not needing to talk as much in public. He's seeming and
he's been there for 10 years.
No, I know.
Nobody has any power in that organization to keep him from doing a weekly radio show and all that nonsense.
Swag, I know what you mean, but what I'm talking about is like, you know, when somebody's they hit the old mark. And it's just like, it's different. It's not that he's just sounding off. It's that, like, he sounds a little old and maybe shouldn't be at the forefront of the organization. He's there.
You there? Person, TV, man, camera. He needs one of those.
There's a lot of that energy going on. His son did an interview yesterday and coincidentally also said something that pissed Cowboy fan off. He said, "We were happy with Dak. We're talking about extensions with him."
You made the right call, Swag.
What are they watching out there?
You made the right call.
This is why...
He wants to win his way. This is an entirely vindictive thing against the Jimmy Johnson
Go
stuff.
Go hire Mario Cristobal. How about a match made in heaven right there?
Oh, God. Oh, God. Can you imagine that? How bad that would go. We want to extend him. Yeah, this was quote tweeted a million times yesterday of like, you think the Eagles went all in? Because they made one trade for A.J. Brown?
Yeah, because their quarterback's on a rookie contract.
Yeah, that's
They have a real general manager. Their owner isn't the general manager.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, you know, Howie Roseman's a thing, and then Jeffrey Lurie's the owner. So it's like there's actually a separation of power here.
And they actually have flexibility going forward because, again, they don't have the highest cap space number in the NFL, and they have a top 10 pick in the draft.
And they don't have a running back that they're paying $12 million to.
They're only going to get better.
Well, and the backup is actually better than that guy that they're paying. And they have a rookie contract right now. So
that helps, man. That helps.
That's an odd position to be taking.
Oh, Jarrah.
From old Jarrah Jones.
Good stuff right there. Okay, I want to get to one other NFL note and include just asking the question, like, how is this going to work for this team? A pretty interesting comment from a head coach. And I'm wondering how we're feeling about this play. And we'll get to that coming up next. Bad news for a sports league. This is a troubling sign. Will it get fixed? We'll get to that coming up here in a bit. But all that's still to come.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I got a couple more NFL notes I want to get to here, including an intervention that took place. Let's start, though, with your San Francisco 49ers. Kyle Shanahan had his season-ending press conference yesterday after their loss in the NFC title game.
Mm-hmm.
He was asked about the quarterback position. Remember, they were linked pretty widely to old Thomas Brady coming over for 1 year, seeing if he can come home and win a Super Bowl. That does not appear to be happening, although Tom Brady has changed his mind before about retirement. And Shanahan was asked yesterday at his press conference, like, yo, what's going to happen to quarterback? Garoppolo coming back? What are you going to do with the young guys? Are you going vets? And I thought it was interesting. So basically he said, Jimmy G's not coming back, not happening. They reworked the last year of his deal to make everybody happy. Couldn't find a trade partner. He got hurt. It's over. The Jimmy Garoppolo thing is done. Whole another subplot there of where does Jimmy go? Is there a fit out there? And can he be successful at the next stop? He was then also asked, like, well, do you foresee yourself going after a veteran quarterback? Because you got two young guys. One of them, actually both of them, are coming off injury. Like, how do you feel about that? He said, no, we feel content with where we're at. And this, to me, will be in the entire offseason. I find it fascinating how they're going to handle this. Who gets the if, then a lot of this will depend on Brock Purdy's health. But John Lynch again said yesterday he felt like it'll be a six-month thing and he could be around for training camp. We'll have to wait and see on that. If they're both healthy, who do you give first-team reps to? Do you let the competition go? Is it Purdy? Is it Lance? If one struggles, do you bench the other guy? How long do you ride this out? I am fascinated with how this is going to work.
Well, I mean, it's going to be Lance.
You think, without a doubt, it's going to be Trey Lance?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they're at a point, maybe the Brady thing was real in the back of their minds, and then he decides to hang him up, and so they have to pivot away from that. I don't think the public would have talked about Tom Brady, even if he was available. But what they traded to go get Trey Lance, this is, you got to find it out now. It's why the Packers are probably trading Aaron Rodgers. They mm-hmm. have to find out if Jordan Love can play quarterback and, you know, what his tendencies are, what his, you know, bad moments look like, and what his great moments look like. I think this sucks for a lot of Niner fans out there. This roster is ready-made, and a lot of these dudes' windows will not be open very long because most of them play very physical positions. Trent Williams, I know, they're wondering right now, is he going to come back? He's been playing for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, I think, said something in the effect of he would expect the passion and the fire to kind of grow within Trent closer to camp and that he kind of thinks he'll come back. But if Trey Lance is just meh.
That's the part that fascinates me. Like, even if you make him the day one starter, how many weeks do you get? Like, let's say it's not bad, but it's not great. And you're, you know, at 500 or maybe you get off to like a 3-2 start kind of thing. But he's playing,
Well, they're a slow starting team anyway. They were 3-4 this year before they rattled off all those wins in a row. I think the year prior they did kind of the same thing. Remember they lost that Colts game and people were like, oh my God, the Niners.
Mm-hmm.
And then they turned that around and got back to the NFC Championship game. So I'm not going to be surprised if they start slow. It's more of you have to know who Trey Lance is. And I know the Brock Purdy story was fun. There's a little more tape on the kid. And oh, by the way, he was in camp last year and did nothing to impress that coaching staff to even wonder if he should be considered the backup. He was third string. Now, I don't know where he'll be at in 6 months. Maybe he'll be ready. But I think it's going to be Trey Lance. And I think they kind of owe it to themselves to see. The problem's going to be if they're wrong, you're going to be in a really tough spot. because then you've wasted this draft capital on getting a guy that clearly wasn't ready for the NFL. Your third string guy, while had a good run, I don't know. I still am not convinced that's a franchise guy. Mm-hmm. And you have all these great pieces here and now that you just gave contracts to and that you hope that you can win with in the next 3 years. This is your window. And it for that, for fan bases of teams like that, it sucks when your window's open. But the most important position is the biggest question mark on the team.
And it's going to be the same thing again for them next year.
Yes, it is.
Maybe it's the year they figure it out. Maybe Lance pops. Maybe Purdy's the real deal.
They need him to pop.
They're going into another year where it's the same. It'll be the same thing. They're an elite team. Great defense. Great skill position. Good offensive line. Who the hell's quarterback?
They're Andy Reid with the Eagles right now. They're an amazing team. If they get back to the NFC Championship game next year, nobody's going to bat an eye at that. But they just don't seem to have the quarterback, at least today, that makes you feel like they're going to win a Super Bowl.
No, they don't. But Kyle Shanahan says we're going young, so there's a fun storyline to keep an eye on the entire offseason. Jimmy G will be fascinating, too. We can talk about that whenever he does end up signing in the offseason, because somebody's going to go after Jimmy G. The Jets need a quarterback. The Raiders need a quarterback, potentially. Like, there's a lot of teams out there. Whoever strikes out in the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes will probably pivot immediately to Jimmy Garoppolo. One other note in the NFL that I find interesting. So there was a report that came out from Andrew Marchand of the New York Post. And he did a podcast recently on NFL broadcasters and how the networks are feeling about it and all that. And he had two interesting things here. One was that the people are now wondering aloud if CBS is regretting the contract that they gave to Tony Romo. That's how bad things are.
Marchand's reporting that CBS
is
regretting.
He said some are wondering if they're regretting the contract they gave to him. And according to him, too, they also at some point in the last year, I think it was reported last offseason, they held an intervention with Tony Romo because they were concerned with how last season ended in the playoffs. And they felt like he doesn't prepare enough, that he's not.
Feels like he's cashed in the checks and
he's
now
just
he's done.
Enjoying the money. He's playing a lot of golf and he's just going to, you know, a lot of weird noises during a broadcast.
You notice he's not predicting plays anymore, too. He's been disconnected for the game another year and he can't do it. He knew personnel, he knew packages because he had just walked away from football. Every year that goes by, it's why you don't see Aikman do it, it's why Collinsworth doesn't do it. And when Romo did it, it was cool. It was unique. We hadn't seen something like that.
Here comes a run to the left, Jim.
Yeah, but I heard him do it a couple times this year, and he was wrong. He'd be like, I think they're going to sweep it to the right, and they would go to the left. I think the more you get disconnected from it and the less you prepare, like, I just think both things happen, and the gimmick wears off, and then what are you left with?
Yeah.
A lot of Jim.
The nature of NFL broadcast or the world of NFL broadcasting right now is fascinating because you have at Fox Greg Olsen, who is elite. I think he's great. And Tom Brady retiring now might supplant him as the number one analyst on Fox, which would be weird. And we don't even know if Brady's going to be any good. And CBS, who remember, they pushed Phil Simms out to go hire Tony Romo. Phil Simms was their dude forever. And they moved his ass back into the studio to go hire Tony Romo. And it felt like one of the greatest hires we'd ever seen for what, a year and a half? Everybody loved Tony Romo.
We loved him. He talked about him a lot.
Doing things that we hadn't seen before. You're talking about the predicting of plays. Like, this is Tony Romo's awesome. This is cool. He brings energy. He brings youth. He's fresh off the field. That usually doesn't work. And in the Marshawn podcast, they connected him to Jason Witten. Like, is he the new Jason Witten?
Oh, come on.
That it was an immediate, like, all right, this is going to be a home run. Jason Witten's going to be a great broadcaster. And 2 years later, like, oh, my God, we made a grave mistake. Please go play football again. I don't think he's as bad as Jason Witten.
Witten wasn't good in the first year.
Yeah, he never had the one good year where it made you wonder aloud. But I do find it interesting that you now have one of the major networks saying, we don't know about our guy. And another one who knows about their guy might be pushing him out because they gave Tom Brady $400 million.
Well, here's the other part. I'm kind of glad you brought up the broadcasting thing. Isn't it odd to you that Brady now, who's officially retired, at least according to him, is it not odd that they're not pushing or forcing him to do any Super Bowl coverage, like, whatsoever?
Has that been reported? He's not going to be there?
Fox has already said he's not going to be part of the Super Bowl coverage.
Interesting.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah,
you get to do 375. You don't even want to see what he's like just as a studio analyst. Like, they hired Gronk this year, and I don't watch all the pregame every week. Uh-huh. But I would put on Fox and CBS from time to time, like last 20 minutes, 30 minutes before the kickoffs. Gronk was awful. The Gronk thing is wore off. It was a novelty thing that was, I'm brilliant, I'm wild, I'm wacky and zany. And it's like,
if I see one of more of those USAA commercials, geez, I'm going to rip my TV off the wall.
They're so, so bad.
I'm glad service members get good insurance.
Yeah,
now
too.
Take him off my television, please. Please.
Right. Maybe get somebody that's actually got a service member fan, because his thing is like, I'm not part of the service, yeah. You know, I have nobody serve.
Well, you can't, why can't I get it?
Yeah, you can't have like a real military, like a real soldier be a part of these things. But
hero, yeah.
I find that odd. They're going to bump Greg Olsen, who had a great year, and they're going to put Tom Brady in at number one. They're not even going to try to trot him out just to see what he's like talking about football. We've seen him at podiums. We've heard him in interviews. I don't know if Tom Brady's good at talking about the sport.
We have no clue.
Dan Marino wasn't, right? Even Shannon Sharp, I know he's doing the Skip Bayless thing. He got fired from CBS.
Yeah.
It's just because you played it and you were great.
It's a different animal, man.
It doesn't mean you're good or you're entertaining or that you're knowledgeable in terms of the way you explain the sport. And so, like, I would just imagine Fox would want to see if he's good, and they're not. They're not even pushing for it. So.
Yeah, I think Fox eventually, if he's not good in the booth, they'll push him back to the studio. Somebody texted in, can we stop forcing 23 people in each of these pregame and halftime crews?
Yeah, I mean, amen to that.
Like, what are we doing here? It's overcrowded. There's not any kind of unique or individual takes. It's just a lot of the same stuff week in and week out.
It's a go-around. It's, hey, Dirt, what's your take? Okay, yep. Go. Swag, what's your take? Okay, go. And like,
you just,
right,
go in order down
the
line.
The game. Yeah.
And it's funny because I think for a lot of football fans, I don't pay much attention to broadcasters or halftime pregame shows. I don't pay any of it, really, any attention to it during the regular season because I'm a red zone viewer. And so when you're watching a broadcast, you just get a snippet here. Like, you'll hear 2 minutes of Tony Romo here, and then they're going to cut away to another game. I'm not hearing him call an entire game. You're just hearing him from moment to moment. And the same thing goes with studio shows. Like, I don't watch. Do you guys wake up early enough Sunday to watch a, you know, Fox or CBS pregame show? Because I don't. The only time I ever do it is during the playoffs, because you're sitting around, you're waiting for the playoff game to start. It's like 1 o'clock. The game starts at 1:30. It's like, all right, I'm just ready. And you turn on the channel, and you end up catching 20 minutes
usually,
of it.
I usually wake up that, I mean, if I sleep,
I'm awake.
In.
You're not awake by 9:30?
You're not awake? You're rolling out at 9:45?
You sleep in like that?
No, I'm not saying I'm not awake. I'm just saying I'm getting other things done. I'm not turning on a pregame show. I will turn on the red zone countdown clock. Starting before the game.
I like
game
the five-minute countdown.
And they got music playing in the background. Yeah. I'll turn that on at like 9:15.
Well, I saw it a couple times. That's what I just said. Like I've seen it a couple times. I've seen it during the playoff games, and I'm kind of like, meh. It doesn't really do a whole lot for me as a sports fan.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Well, it's interesting because Fox is going to go Brady, but to your point, he's not going to be around the Super Bowl, and you only get a Super Bowl once every handful of years. So their rotation will come up with the Super Bowl again for a while because you got to give one to NBC. Then CBS is going to get in the mix, and ESPN and ABC eventually, they're jumping in too, I think, in the next couple of years.
Who has the best pregame crew to you if you had to pick one?
Probably CBS.
You think it's CBS? So it's Burleson, Cower,
Sims,
JB,
Boomer.
And Sims?
Yeah.
Oh, and Boomer, too. Yeah, that's right.
That's probably it for me.
Okay, that's better. You like it better than Fox's?
Yeah, I think Fox is in last place.
NBC's in last place.
You think NBC's in last
place? Jason Garrett and Tony Dungy.
I mean, who do you get on Fox?
Clapper and Cat Litter Boy?
You like straight hair?
I mean, Fox has too many. I mean, they all have too many people. Terry Bradshaw's getting old.
Yeah.
But I do like Jimmy Johnson. I do like Howie.
I like Howie.
Strahan's
I like Strahan.
Okay.
I think Strahan's okay. Gronk was unnecessary. You're adding too many bodies at that point. Do you do the ESPN one is kind of flies under the radar because I know
Susie,
they
don't
do games.
RG3.
No, it's Sam. No, that's Monday Night Countdown.
Oh, I'm just thinking Monday Night Countdown, yeah.
The Sunday morning one is Sam Ponder, Rex Ryan,
Hasselbeck,
Randy Moss, and I forget who.
I listen to them sometimes. I like that crew. The problem is they don't have a game.
Yeah, so you got to change.
It's weird. You got to like go out and seek ESPN versus like if you're going to watch a single game, you go to CBS, you go to Fox, or I don't know, maybe people do the countdown clock. I think NBC's is the worst. Hmm.
Well, it is a Fox Super Bowl. Brady will not be there, but they are going to pay him $400 million to at some point commentate on the NFL. And CBS reportedly concerned with Tony Romo that they had an intervention last summer, and now we see where that goes from here.
I said this when they signed the deal. I'm going to say it again. I'm still not convinced that contract's getting paid out. I won't be shocked if they part ways or they never do it.
Yeah, for Brady and Fox.
Yeah, he's never done that. And I'm not saying he won't be good. Maybe he'll be really good. But I don't know, man. I think that was just like, hey, let's make a big splash. That's a huge splash. Now it's time to actually do it. You know, if Brady's going to try to either rekindle his family or devote time to, like, he's just, you're doing the same thing. I know play-by-play isn't necessarily in the film room from 4 a.m. to 8 p.m., and you're not on the road as much, but, like, you're still on the road 3-4 days a week. You still got to watch some film because you got to talk about the games. Like, you're just taking down the career as a player, and you're making it a little shorter, but you're still basically away. That's a tough job, man. That's a lot of time commitment. A
lot of time commitment. Hey, let's get to a troubling sign for one sport, and I'll let you know what's ahead on the night in sports. We'll close it up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Smash, bang, you gotta hit the ball. Fall.
Hey, speaking of Ricky Fowler. He's kind of back. Have you seen Ricky Fowler's back?
Yeah, he was up in the last tournament, like near the top of the leaderboard.
That's two. He's playing better. Ricky's back, baby.
I can't wait for everybody to start picking him again in the major championships like they did for a decade just to be disappointed.
Hey, he was in the final group a couple of times.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Rough news for baseball the other day. As spring training is right around the corner, pitchers and catchers are reporting. Everybody's getting excited. Yeah. Hope springs eternal. At the last second, out of nowhere, YouTube TV just dropped MLB Network.
Who does hope not spring eternal for right now, though? The Pirates?
Pirates, the Reds.
Tigers. Diamondbacks.
I got to admit, I don't know much about the Tigers.
Probably the Giants, no offense.
Hey, we're ready to go, man.
Nationals probably won't win this year.
We had a great offseason.
Marlins are going to be terrible.
Let's see, who else? Probably
Although the Marlins at least got the Cy Young Award winner.
Kansas City, Oakland, probably yeah, no Oakland. Hope springing eternal.
Yeah.
Washington has totally teared everything down.
The Dodgers.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to lose again.
They can't win a real World Series.
The Rockies.
Yeah.
The Rockies, for sure. Definitely not having any hope springing eternal.
The Mets will start out good, but then their spring will come to a collapse, just like it does every year.
This was funny. So YouTube TV, I'm still a cable guy. I'm not a streamer, but a lot of people had the dream of streaming packages, like this is the way of the future, and a lot of folks joined YouTube TV because sports packages was a big part of what they were offering you. And out of nowhere, they just said, nah, we're not going to carry the MLB Network anymore. They released a statement basically saying in 2 hours, the MLB Network will be off of our packages. Users are outraged who like baseball. They're saying, all right, am I going to see a $2 a month decrease in my monthly bill now that you're not providing the MLB Network? We all know the answer to that question is no, you're not going to. And it just sucks, man. It felt like for a while streaming maybe was the way of the future. And now it feels the same as, you know, no different than a dish or a cable thing where they can pick and choose when channels are going to come and go. We still never got a DirecTV Pac-12 network deal. Like, this is the same thing cable providers go through that, unfortunately, sports fans, it feels like they're holding the short end of the stick.
Yeah, but streaming is the future, though.
I mean, is it? Are we 100% certain about that?
Yeah, I think with Hulu and Peacock and Netflix and HBO Max and Paramount, you don't think it is?
I don't, maybe for general TV viewing, but for sports, I don't know if it is.
No, that the tough thing with sports, and this was part of the reason I had YouTube TV. I loved YouTube TV. personally. I think the interface is great. It's very easy to navigate. It, mm-hmm. it felt the most like cable. The problem was they didn't give Root. So I couldn't keep it.
Can't watch Blazer games.
If there was a world where they got some of that stuff, I could see myself going back to it. Cable's been great. I have no problem with cable, but yeah, that's interesting. You don't think streaming is still the future?
I think it is for non. I think there's two different umbrellas here. I think there's the non-sports fan that undoubtedly streaming is the way to go because you get better access to shows, movies, no commercials, like all that stuff is great. But I do think there's a different category for sports fans that it's.
Yeah,
it's I don't challenging know. To encapsulate
there
all
needs
of it.
To be. I think eventually it's all going to go a la carte. I think that's how sports will be broken up. So the technology needs to be, how do I have, because people have these giant TVs now or they're having multiple TVs, they want to get game, skip the commercials, I want to flip over and hear, and you cannot do that swiftly with the streaming services the way they are. You have to back out of it. You have to go into the other service. You have to do all that. There needs to be some sort of, and I don't know where that technology comes from, but you sports fans want it like you're going to Vegas and sitting in the sports books with all the things up and you can just move it around instantaneously.
You want it like cable. You know your channel's on cable, so you type in the number instead of using the guide. YouTube TV was the closest. Again, without channel numbers, you'd have to go back to the guide.
But even right now, even the way it's set up, like I have Comcast and Xfinity, I can't, it's not an instantaneous. You have to, it's through the cloud, it's through the internet, so you get the little wheel, and it takes way too long to get from one channel to the other.
What internet do you have? I just hit last, and it goes back to the channel.
Yes, and it's not instantaneous.
Oh, I don't have that problem. The other point I would kind of counter to what you're saying, sports fans specifically, I just don't know if that's true anymore. We mentioned baseball, right? We all have a baseball interest. We all have teams, but it's a different level of baseball interest. Mm-hmm. If the Braves are not good, I'm sorry. You're not getting me for 162 games, and I largely won't watch much baseball. I think there's far more people that care about their one or two sports, and most of those sports can be seen on streaming platforms. Like, if you're a diehard football fan, you just get the Red Zone channel on YouTube TV and you call it good.
Yeah.
And then you don't care about the MLB Network. You don't care about the NHL. You don't care about basketball.
Sure.
I think there's a lot more of those people than there are guys who want to watch or women who want to watch like three or four different sports.
Yeah, I saw that. Not good news for baseball. Pitchers and catchers are reporting, and one of the biggest streaming providers out there has dropped your network. So that's not good.
But if this is a problem for you, you'd be an extra innings person. Why would you just not get the package and you don't have to worry about it?
Well, a lot of baseball fans like watching the MLB Network. Just like people, you know, a lot of NFL fans, you turn on the NFL Network to watch their shows and you like their programming. It's not necessarily about watching games. But you want as much exposure as you can get. Baseball can use all of it, and right now they're not going to get it on YouTube TV. Doubleheader on TNT tonight, Grizzlies and Cavs, followed by Clippers and Bucks. That'll be a fun game.
Well, I mean, that's two. Grizzlies and Cavs are two teams struggling right now.
They are.
Not playing as well.
Portland beat Memphis last night. We talked a lot about that earlier today. So there you go. If you missed any of the show, go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com, after it's break. And at 1080 The Fan, we went deep with Ken Barkley talking about movies. We had Chad Brown on, former Seahawk, former Colorado Buffalo. Tomorrow, KJ Wright's going to join us for the Daily Ticker at 7:30, front of the show, former Seahawk as well. So thank you for being a part of our Thursday, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Colin is next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.